Hello and welcome to the Sisterhood Circle. We are a circle of women committed to uplifting, encouraging, and strengthening one another through faith, fellowship, and love. Together, we create a safe space to share our journeys, grow in wisdom, and walk boldly in our God-given purpose. Through prayer, support, and sisterly accountability, we strive to be a light in our communities and a source of hope to one another. I want to introduce you to our sisterhood circle, Jenny, Latoria, Shanika, Janae, and Vicente.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Latoria Henderson, and just to give a brief overview of who I am a loving mother, loving wife, an entrepreneur by day and by night, as well as an accountant for a public firm. I am here in the Sisterhood Circle to inspire, motivate, learn, and get right with some boss women. We are here to uplift one another, to pray for one another, and we're here to get rich together. This is our Sisterhood Circle. I'm going to now pass the mic over to my sister, Shanika Henley.
Hello, my name is Shanika Henley. I am a wife, a mother, and a grandmother. I currently own Transit Blue Logistics and Dispatching and Blue Lightning Transportation. By day, I am a regional property manager. I oversee 16 properties. I love my sisterhood circle. I am here to encourage, motivate, stand in the gap for my sisters, and we're here to get wealthy together. I'm going to pass the mic over to my sister, Janae.
Hey y'all, hey! This is Janae, owner of J. Talua Luxury Handbags. I am a wife, a dog mom, because I don't have any children, and a boss. I have my own handbag brand, y'all. So if y'all love handbags, contact me. My website is www.jdalua.com. I'm also a notary public. I do a lot of things, y'all. I'm just an entrepreneur by heart. I design, I make t-shirts, I do custom necklaces. I do a lot. I'm very creative. I'm a creative.
Serial.
I'm a serial entrepreneur, y'all. I do a lot. But yes. But overall, I'm really focused on J. Talua. I also just started a dispatching company. I haven't really gotten into that yet, but Shanika, my sister here to the left of me, is going to help me out with that. But, yes. So, catch me on Instagram at j.taluaofficial to check out my beautiful handbags, y'all. Black-owned handbag company. Support. I'm going to pass it over. I'm sorry. I'm going to pass the mic over to my sister, Vicente. I'm Vicente. I'm the youngest of the bunch. But I am a mother. I am a daughter as well, a niece. I am a property manager by day, which I oversee 3 properties. And the rest of my time is devoted to being a mother and also a student, where I'm currently actually going to school for funeral services, which I'm looking to finish my degree in at least 2 years. I also have many more goals of being an entrepreneur as far as doing decor, and I do assist my auntie sometimes with dispatching and other little jobs, but I want to focus more on working towards my own funeral home business and also my own cemetery. So, but I enjoy my sisterhood. As being the youngest of the bunch, I strive to be like the women that I'm surrounded by. Super, super superior women that are bosses. So, now, I will pass this to my sister, Jenny Henley.
I am Jenny Henley. I am a mother, a wife, a daughter, a sister, and an auntie. I currently work as a customer care manager. And also, I am in the process of opening up an independent living home. I purchased a replay, which was my first goal. For the month, for this month, actually, is to purchase the replay before I make the little meetup. And guess what? I purchased the replay. And so I'm in the process of watching the replay. And also, I'm working on the foundation of starting this independent living home. Like, you know, getting my LLC, my EIN, my business bank account, getting a website set up, and flyers. For that independent living home. And my goal is to have this independent living home open before the summer of 2026. So I'm so excited about that. And yeah, I'm just so excited. I'm just so excited to be a part of this sisterhood where we pour into each other, uplift each other, encourage each other, and give each other that extra push that we need. Yeah, thank you.
Hello, this is your podcast host, Monique Mayo. And I enjoy being around my sisterhood. They're uplifting and motivating and encouraging. I'm a dog mom. I'm a wife. I'm a bonus mom. I believe I can do all things with God on my side. My hope is to launch my M&M tech consulting business, and I know that I can do all things and push myself forward with a strong community, and I just enjoy my sisterhood. Okay, sisters, now drop that tea on what it's like being an entrepreneur.
People like, go do this, go do that, like, I'm not a gatekeeper, but for some reason, when I run across other women, and I'm a real humble person, like, I'm very humble. But I'm very knowledgeable because it ain't too much I ain't get out here. But I just feel like I had to learn to say no, and I had to see how serious people were, because I found myself sharing information with people, helping people try to start a business that was not serious. So when they go to my page and see that $2,000 coaching fee, if you're serious, you're going to pay. I had to do it and lost a lot of people. So when you're serious about something, you put a tag on people, you'll know if they're serious or not. Don't waste my time.
No!
definitely the key. And believe in yourself, because you have to believe in yourself. Nobody else is going to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself. But when I say I used to be crying, like, nobody was ordering my bag. I had this, like I said, this is my first bag. I still have a lot of bags because, you know, you have to get a minimum quantity. You have to order them in bulk. So it's not like I'm ordering one bag. I have boxes of handbags, all different styles. I have boxes. Like, my house is a mini warehouse. And that's another goal of mine. I plan on owning a warehouse. That's my overall goal, is to own a warehouse and, of course, be on TV with people ramming. But I wanted to be a household brand. So, I used to cry all the time because nobody was buying my bags. But at the same time, I wasn't pushing it like I needed to be. Like, and nobody knew I had bags. They probably knew, but nobody really cared. So, I'm getting a little better. I'm better than what I was, because I'm trying to stay more consistent and active. And just, you know, sometimes you have to give away a free bag, you know, to somebody who will promote it or whatever. But I'm trying to stay consistent as long as I'm being faithful, because faith is the main thing, all you need. And just, I have to believe in myself. But I can see now my sales are kicking in. I'm doing a lot better than the first year.
Around each other, right. So but she was always cool, you know, whatever. But I'm inspired. You know, my husband is really the entrepreneur guy. You know what I mean? He did his, started it for us, but I kind of followed his coattails, and then I got Rachel, and I'm like, I need to really get on my, like, I need more than one source of income. So, you know, y'all really inspired me to really kick me up a notch, you know what I mean? I've been doing websites here and there. You know, I went off social media for a while just to get a digital detox, just to center myself, you know, because we pray in this circle. So that's, you know, just there's power in prayer, and, you know, it's strength in numbers, and keeping us motivated, not thinking about negative stuff or what's going on in the world and all of that, because we can be caught up. So I just appreciate y'all.
Because sometimes you need that push. Like, you need people like, okay, now are you working on this? Are you doing this? Where are you with this? Like, because sometimes we get sidetracked with life, children, being a wife, you know, working. Like, we get sidetracked, and we just, like, we women have so much on our face. Like, I be telling people, I need about 5 of people. I'm serious, because I do a lot. Like, I be waking up, I might sleep. I don't know if y'all do that. Like, my mind gets me going. Like, oh my goodness. So what about you? How do you balance?
Hello, everyone. I balance by prayer, trusting God, and I am very process-driven. So I operate every day with the calendar in my mobile phone, my paper, my book calendar that I buy every year at the end of the year, and my email. And so, as a full-time accountant, I work for a public accounting firm. I am a senior accountant where I'm responsible for 4 to 5 individuals that combines interns and staff accountants. And so doing that, as well as assisting my husband with running his food trailer business, takes a lot out of me. And so what I have to do is I have to make sure that I'm not taking on things that are not going to grow me. And not just taking on additional things just to say I'm doing this or I'm doing that. I have taken on one additional task of being a Henrico Heroes mentor, where I go into the Henrico County Public Schools and I mentor young ladies and young boys, specifically in elementary school. And I chose to do that because I am community driven. I like to give back to the community in whatever ways I can, because the community is what has poured into my husband and I's business. When we first started our business, we originally became entrepreneurs in 2014, and that business sunsetted in December of 2020 because it was not generating any revenue. And I'm telling it raw and uncut. I think our catering business might have generated over the time that we would be operating maybe about $10,000. And so from 2014 to 2020, that's not a whole lot of revenue. So then we decided to do my husband's ultimate dream, which was a food truck. And so we decided to do food trailer because the accountant in me said that it was the cheapest route to go without getting into any business debt and being able to start from scratch utilizing owner's investment. And so in 2023, we launched that. It has been a success, but the community is what has poured into us. I believe in entrepreneurship. As my sister Janae said, it does take about 5 years before you're able to actually see yourself. But in those years leading up, each year you'll see growth. I tell people this all the time. We started with 2 small fryers in the inside, 2 regular fish fry propane tanks. Fast forward to 2025, we now have 2 40-pound fryers, 2 additional fryers, and we have won 4 business grants. And so it's definitely great to use your own money, you know, to be generating revenue and profit. But if there's money on the outside and your paperwork is in order, profit and loss statements are there. It's money out there to help your business. And I'll tell anybody, if you are not networking in your business, that's the one key thing that has taken our business to the next level. We get tons of calls and referrals from Henrico County, Richmond City, Chesterfield County, small business offices, personal people to do different events, and it's because of our networking. One of the key organizations we're members of, we're paid members, is the Metropolitan Business League. And in that particular organization, we won our first pitch competition. And I took advantage of those type of things so that we could get exposure. We're not originally from Richmond, and so a lot of times people utilize not being from somewhere as a crutch, but you really have to make yourself be visible. And it's not up to anybody else to make your business visible, but it's up to you. And so we're small. We only have a 6x12 trailer, but we get around the city of Richmond and surrounding areas. And to balance it, you know, we keep going. Many people don't know it, but my husband took a leap of faith in December of 2024 and is now operating full time. And at least 5 days out of the week, he's running Bro Eats. And so if you want to be an entrepreneur, you got to have tough skin. As my sister Shanika said, which I give 100% of my ability to keep going, because I was a person to go to work every day, 9 to 5. I still work. I know what my, you know, my salary is. I know what I bring home. I ain't got time to be making the zero here and then, you know, 5 here, 500 here. But guess what? If you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to set your family up for success, if you want those kids to have a life that you did not have, you gotta do it. You gotta put in the work. It's not gonna be easy. Sometimes you might have to eat your bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich over your caviar, or, you know, your filet mignon or your ribeye. But you have to do it. And, you know, you have to get out there, network with other people, surround yourself with like-minded people. And every business deal is not for you. Everything is not going to be for you. You know, you have to find the people that are for you, find the intent that are for you. All money is good money. And so just have tough skin. You know, keep posting on social media, and then grow each year. Set goals for things that you want to do. We started out rent pickup trucks from 2023 all the way to the first quarter of 2025. That was a goal that was on my prayer board. My husband and I prayed about it and fasted about it often. There was no doubt that we weren't going to get that pickup truck. Walking to the dealership, we probably spent less than 2 hours there. And so, you know, it's a faith thing. It's just like everything else you do in your life. You trust God, and, you know, you treat people right. Your business is going to treat you right. You treat your business right, it's going to treat you right. So that's what I'll tell people about entrepreneurship and being able to balance it out. And don't neglect your family. So make sure that you still take time out to rest, rejuvenate. Don't chase a dollar. Be passionate about what you're doing. And, you know, as I'm supporting my husband, I also have experience as a manager at McDonald's. And so I'm the customer service behind the business, you know, when it comes to being people-facing. And so I have used the tools from jobs that I've worked along the years to make my business be what it is today.
Thank you for listening in to our Sisterhood Circle. Stay tuned for our next podcast episode.